CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Here we go with another on-demand episode for your convenience.
Hello, darling.
What happened on today's show, Ari?
I had incorrect news. That happened. We're talking all things coffee shops. We spoke a little bit about Johnny Depp and the case and everything. Not much information, but there's a little bit. Conjuring, the Conjuring House.
Yep.
Had some information about that. Spirit of Tassie.
Yep.
Phoned some friends.
Yeah.
We love phoning some friends. That's always super fun. More information about Allison Road and some ghost stories and some that happened today. Pretty exciting. Great birthday book entries today. Absolutely frothed that. We spoke to James from Frankie J's. They've won some awards and it's been a hell of a morning.
Yeah, that is well done.
Thank you.
Well done. Put you to the challenge and you did well there.
Yeah,
that is what happened on today's show.
Everything on the whiteboard.
Yeah. It's all up there in all its glory.
I feel like I've never felt so prepared. So at the end of the show.
Yeah, there we go. Well, you can look at it at the start.
Yeah, I know, but it makes more sense at the end, doesn't it?
Well,
because I already know what we've spoken about.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, if you need it made sense of it at the start, I can explain it.
No, that's fine.
If you're not sure.
I'm living on the edge sometimes.
Yeah? Well, that is what's on today's show, so here it is. Well done.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Welcome to the middle of the week.
It's hump day!
That excites you, does it?
Yeah, it's hump day.
Yeah?
It's a good day.
Is it?
Middle of the week.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's an extra special day, is it?
It is an extra special day, don't you think?
Well.
You don't think?
The same as all the days, isn't it?
No.
It's just another day.
No, because then tomorrow's Thursday and then it's Friday.
Let me tell you, there's heaps of show on today's show. Before 9 o'clock, we're catching up with James from Frankie J's.
So excited. Love Frankie J's.
Yeah, after they won the award, they won bronze at the Tasmanian Hospitality Awards for excellence, sir, for best bar presentation and service award.
Great place to go to enjoy a hump day too on a Wednesday afternoon.
That's right. We've had correspondence by another person that lives on Allison Road, by the way.
It just continues, doesn't it?
Doesn't stop. Also, you have something to tell us about the Conjuring House.
Yeah, I do. Speaking in some Conjuring House
sort of
news.
Sort of a spooky week, really.
Yeah.
All the regulars in too. Who dat? We're playing with Kid Laroi today, so do your country proud. He's another Australian. What are you looking at me like that for?
I don't know, just looking at you.
The Kid Laroi is Justin Bieber's friend.
I know.
We're going to do 5 second rule next. Me and Ari will challenge each other and you try and beat us listening. You got 5 seconds to say three words. That's how it works. It's next. I'll see you then. Good morning.
We've only got 5 seconds to say the words.
Me and Ari challenge each other to say three words in 5 seconds. You listening, try and beat us. Often we're not very good. I'm feeling confident today though, Ari.
Okay. Aya.
Yeah. Throw it at me.
Okay. Play along, see if you can beat Adam. You've got 5 seconds to name three words ending with Z.
TMZ.
Blitz, Fritz, Glitz, Buzz.
Yeah, all easy to think of. Glitz.
Yeah.
I use it all the time, Glitz.
Yeah.
Fritz.
Yeah, Fritz is a good one. Fritz is delicious.
Huh?
Fritz is delicious.
What's Fritz? I was thinking it's on the Fritz.
No, Fritz. Like, what is it called here? Devon.
Ah, we don't call it Fritz. Never heard of it called Fritz.
Ah, well, it's called Fritz in SA.
Devon or Belgium.
Yeah.
You can call it. Never heard of
Fritz
it called
and sauce
Fritz.
Sandwich?
Yeah, mate, but we're not on the air in South Australia, are we?
Yum.
No one knows Fritz. No one's heard. What is this?
Well, there was
Fritz.
Other words ending with Z.
None. So, in a way, correct?
No, I don't think so.
Anyway. Ari, for me, in 5 seconds, please name three TV chefs.
Oh, Gordon Ramsay. Oliver, what's his name? Jamie Oliver.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay, Jamie Oliver. You could have had Nigella. Heston Blumenthal, he's a good one.
I actually don't think I could have named a third one, even if I had more time.
They what about Heston Blumenthal?
No, I wouldn't have remembered that.
Or Nigella Lawson?
Nah.
Is there any? Are there any ones that aren't English?
I don't know.
These are all English
good
people.
Chefs.
They're all English.
You're making me hungry, Adam.
Bye, Yamo.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Timberlake on CFM. It's 22 past 6. There's been a long weekend in the USA. So it's Tuesday there today. The jury's returned today. And they're deliberating on the verdict of the Johnny Depp trial.
A mega pint.
Do you want the news?
I do want the news.
Got the live stream up here. The big news this morning and the only news is the jury's come back. And they've said to the judge, we've got a question. Right?
Okay.
They said, just wondering whether we're supposed to find the headline of the op-ed, which reads, I spoke up against sexual violence and faced our culture's wrath, to be false. The judge clarified that the jury was asking if the question related to just the headline or the entire op-ed, and she said she was going to instruct the jurors that they were to consider the headline and not the op-ed as a whole. The statement is the headline and not the entire op-ed, the judge said. That's the big news.
A mega pint.
Okay.
That's the only news so far.
That's the only news so far.
Got the live stream up here. People in the live stream chat on YouTube are trying to troll and say, oh, can't believe she won and all this, and they're just trolling.
They're just trolling.
Nothing yet.
Okay.
Nothing yet.
I'm so glad that you're all over it because I really want to know the answer.
And no,
I know what they come back with.
No verdict in yet whether or not he's dating his lawyer Camille, but there are rumours on the internet.
There are
rumours on the internets.
So, I'm sure he's not. Apparently she's got a boyfriend and stuff. But it is nice to fantasise when you're a member of the public, isn't it?
That was weird.
Well, everyone's fantasising that they're together. Are they not? Have you not seen the TikToks?
Yeah, I have. I definitely have.
That's called fantasising.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
So,
weird thing to fantasise about.
Well, I'm not making the TikTok videos. Don't blame me. You know, it's that internet.
Are you sure?
I hear there's rumours on the internets.
It's the internet, see? How do you think the verdict's going to go?
Don't know. Wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah, wise. See, I was trying to trick you.
Yeah,
I was going to get your opinion, and then you were going to ask me, and I was going to go, can't say, it's an ongoing case.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Kid Leroy, let's do the Kid Leroy challenge.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Also known as Who Dat. All right, can you pick up? We'll pick, decide, choose, work out which one is Kid Leroy out of an audio lineup of three. Plus, we just listened to him, so I mean, you should be able to tell which one's him.
If
you
get don't ever go.
Oh, Adam. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue, clean, and wood heater assessment and a $50 voucher to a cut above quality meats players.
Phone number again, 1-300-655-922. Clips, here's A.
I'm actually really good at computer games, like first-person shooters, like Call of Duty and Halo and stuff like that.
B.
Now that you're rich, like, where's all your jewelry? I said, I'm trying to stay rich.
C.
When I've met people I idolise, like when I got to tour with Taylor Swift, I found it hard to just kind of, like, just chill.
A, B, or C, which is the Ooh. Kid Leroy? Do you know? 1-300-655-922. We run through them again. Is A.
I'm actually really good at computer games, like first-person shooters, like Call of Duty and Halo and stuff like that.
B.
Now that you're rich, like, where's all your jewelry? I said, I'm trying to stay rich.
C.
When I've met people I idolise, like when I got to tour with Taylor Swift, I found it hard to just kind of, like, just chill.
One in three shot if you just have a stab. 1-300-655-922. Which one's the Kid Leroy on CFM?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
My love, Kid Leroy challenge.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Ben from Devonport on to play Who Dat. Ben, are you a big fan of the Kid Leroy?
I am, yeah.
You are? All right, let's see how big a fan. Yeah. We're going to run these clips. You tell us which of the three is Kid Leroy. Here's A.
I'm actually really good at computer games, like first-person shooters, like Call of Duty and Halo and stuff like that.
Here's B.
Now that you're rich, like, where's all your jewelry? I said, I'm trying to stay rich.
Here's C.
When I've met people I idolise, like when I got to tour with Taylor Swift, I found it hard to just kind of, like, just chill.
All right, Ben, which of those three is the Kid Leroy?
A bit of a guess, but B.
Now that you're rich, like, where's all your jewelry? I said, I'm trying to stay rich.
Bit of a guess, Ben. What made you say B?
I just a random guess, mate.
Random guess. You are a fan, though, and you're correct. That is the Kid Laroi.
Go, Ben! What a good guess.
Beautiful.
Well done. You're in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue, clean and wood heater assessment. And you're in the draw for that $50 voucher to spend at a Cut Above Quality Meats.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank well you, done. Ben. Clip A, Dean Lewis. Clip C, Vance Joy.
Today in history, thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Wow, wow, wow.
1st of June today, 1st of the month, 1st day of winter. Feels like winter's already well and truly kicked in, though. Can I just make that observation?
Definitely.
Groundbreaking observation.
The snow at Cradle yesterday looked amazing, by the way.
Did it? Did you go all the way out there?
No, I saw it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. On that web.
Yeah, on that web.
On the internets.
Mm-hmm.
All right, on this day, 1938, Superman made his debut in DC Comics Action Comics.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
You ever hear of a Superman?
Yes.
You did.
Adam!
The comic sold for 10 cents at the time. By 1995, surviving copies were worth over $75,000.
That's a lot of money.
I actually would have thought it would be a lot more than that, the very first Superman comic, but maybe it is by now. That's 1995 figures.
So,
on this day, 1999, British singer Dido released her debut album, No Angel. Where is she? What's she been doing?
Good song.
Yeah, but where is she? She's sort of like a better Adele, really.
Do you think so?
Dido's better than Adele, yeah. I would much more gladly listen to a Dido record, I think.
Really?
Yeah, than any of that Adele nonsense.
I like both. Why are you hating on Adele, mate?
Coming up later in the day, Adele, so stay tuned. on this day in 2004... Australia's Jennifer Hawkins was crowned Miss Universe.
And the winner, Universe 2004, Australia.
You ever hear of a Jennifer Hawkins?
Yeah.
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 Miss Universe of 2004.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hawkins. Do you remember when that happened?
Do I remember? In 2004?
Yeah.
No.
Don't you? I remember.
No?
I'd never heard of Miss Universe. It's just one of those things. Oh, Australia won, so now we've heard of it.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the bandwagon for sure. Yeah, I love soccer now that we're in the finals.
So true.
On this day in 2008, Herbert and Zelmyra Fisher of the USA celebrated 84 years and 50 days of matrimony, setting the record for the longest marriage of a living couple. 84 years and 50 days is the record to beat, people. So call us if you've done longer.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
Yeah, g'day, Ari. Hey, gang.
Yeah, g'day, mate. Happy hump day, player.
Hey, gang.
Hey, gang.
Hey, gang.
Okay, move on.
Nah, hey, gang.
Stop
I think
it.
We can. I think we can riff with this for at least 2 minutes. Hey, gang.
Stop.
Here we go. Coming up this hour, right? Spirit of Tasmania. It's no longer docking in Melbourne.
I know.
It's docking in Geelong.
Pretty cool.
Could be cool. It's good.
Closer for me to get home.
Yeah, if you're going to Adelaide, it is sort of that direction. It's a good excuse to check out Geelong. I've heard things about it. I've been told. My GF, she's been there. She said that
she loves Geelong.
She said it's like Tassie. Looks like Tassie. Has a Tassie feel.
Oh, so you're just going from like one Tassie to another, almost Tassie.
Sort of like the perfect sister city.
Oh, remember how we called it sister city?
Yeah, the problem with our sister city, it's Minamata.
They don't understand English. So, yeah.
We tried to talk to them and they just said back, this is a restaurant.
And it's like, we know, we're your sister city. We get it.
So Geelong, sort of a sister city in a way.
Yeah.
Spirit's going to dock there.
It's like we're going to need to go on a little bit of a travel.
It's about an hour out of the CBD of Melbourne if you are. But if you're driving with a car, maybe you're not heading into the middle of the CBD in Melbourne either way, because then why not just fly, you know? If you're right in the middle of the city.
True.
So it probably
more
works.
More car parking, I'm guessing, in Geelong?
Well, yeah. More cars in general. I'd say the traffic would be a bit easier, wouldn't it?
You would think so.
And hopefully not hook turns.
Oh, stop. Stop. I don't drive in Melbourne.
No, I've never tried to attempt it with the hook turns.
No.
I'd freak out.
No.
What is
no.
it? You sit in the left lane to turn right.
Oh, don't get
and hope
it.
That you don't crash
I
into
don't
anyone.
Get it. That and one-way streets in Lonnie and Hobart. Can't stand it.
Yeah, Hobart does have a big one-way
we'll
problem.
We'll just stay here on the coast, eh?
Could do. That's one option. Or we get on the Spirit and we go to Geelong. I think. But we'll talk more about that before 8 o'clock. We have a station, K-Rock, that's sort of part of our network. I mean, we just got Grant Broadcast has just got bought by ARN, so we're sort of ARN regional now, and K-Rock's the only station that's still
Grant. But they're, yeah, long lost.
They're still our friend.
Yeah.
So we might try and call their breakfast show and be like, hey, what's going on over there? We need to know.
We love calling other shows.
Yeah, it is one of my favourite things. So we'll see if if they're there and available and they can pick up the phone. Word Sanger, ways to win with that one. Dog news. Ari's got
some Conjuring news.
Yeah, the movie The Conjuring. It was inspired by a real house. Ari's got some stuff to tell us next. Don't be afraid, because it's Rihanna. This is CFM.
Morning.
Yeah, actually, yeah, g'day, morning.
Happy hump day.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Good morning, it is 12 past 7 on CFM's Adam and Ari. That was Rihanna, and this is the Conjuring news from Ari.
We've got some Conjuring news, okay? So The Conjuring did come out indeed in July, on July 18th in 2013 in Australia, okay? So quite a while ago, there's been quite a few movies. On Rotten Tomatoes, because I know you like to know the Rotten Tomatoes score.
I do, yes, I do. Love that.
Audience score, 83%. Tomato meter, 86%. So pretty close in that aspect. And the movie is pretty much based on a true story about this house that's haunted.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we've been talking about haunted houses and tree trunks and
haunted
streets and all sorts. And we did have a discussion this week, like, would you live in a house that's haunted? Because, like, I mean, personally, like, that's a no-go zone for me because I'm a bit of a scaredy cat.
Yeah, I don't think I'd care. I've never seen anything in my whole life where I've been like, that was probably a ghost. So if it made it cheaper that other people were too scared to live in there,
well, you would bonus. Think it would make it cheaper, wouldn't you? You'd think no one would want to live there because it's haunted.
Yeah.
Well, we must be talking about it so much so that my phone is listening and it's giving me all these news stories of, like, haunted houses.
Classic.
The Conjuring house itself, the one that the true story is, like, we're based off of all these ghosts and everything, sold for $1.52 million.
Right. So where is it? Is it a good location?
This
is in the middle of nowhere.
It's in Rhode Island. It's a farmhouse. It's two-story, 14 rooms, so it's quite a large a large farmhouse. It doesn't really look fancy. Like, pretty much still kind of looks like what it did in the movie. Like, very
Run down, rustic.
Yeah.
It's got the rustic farmhouse. Haunted look. Yeah.
To put it into perspective, in 2019... it was bought for $439,000.
In 2019, only a few years ago.
Yeah.
How much was it?
And it sold just recently, literally like this week, $1.52 million.
Why has it gone up in 3 years so much?
I guess The Conjuring may be a fan of the movie. I don't know. Weird, right?
Well, he's $1.5 million just a bit of pocket change in today's house prices, though.
Possibly, but so, still, I don't know. Yeah, it's like they were based. The movie was created from this house, and someone is willing to live in it. Ugh.
Maybe, yeah, as you say, it's because it's a...
The price has gone
because,
up,
because
not
of
down.
The story and because they're a fan of it or whatever. $1.5 million US as well, I assume.
Yeah.
So we're talking like...
That is a lot of money.
Over 2 million Australian bucks.
That is a lot of money. Imagine sitting in the Conjuring house watching all the movies. Oh.
Looking at your empty bank account.
Looking at the empty bank. I don't know, it's more scary, to be honest.
Where did all my money go?
But yeah, so we've been talking about haunted houses a week and now my phone is just flooded with haunted news.
Yeah, classic phone. Well, maybe we've propped up the house prices over there at Allison Road.
Yeah, shifted some units or whatever you like to say.
Save it. Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
There you go, Blink-182 on CFM's Adam and Ari. I present to you now dog news. Hang on, actually, Ari, you've got a dog.
Yeah, I've got a dog.
Named Santi, who is a golden.
Yeah, golden retriever.
Do you ever worry about Santi in the cold months?
No, well, yes, but no.
You don't care about her?
I do worry about her, yes, but I know that she likes, like, she's a dog. Like, she's got a winter coat now.
Mm.
She's definitely being kept warm. Mm. For example, last night, she was back home last night, right?
Yep.
And I've been sick, so the heat is up really high. Guess where she slept?
Where's that?
Right next to the back door.
She well, must away have been, from it. She was too hot.
Yeah, I reckon right. She probably should have slept outside last night. Not that I could ever do that to Muslu.
Well, let's get into it. As winter sets in, you may be wondering, how do you know if your dog is warm enough and how cold is too cold to take him for a walkies? Just in case there is a dog listening. Walkies! Walkies, come on! Much depends on their natural coat. In many ways, it's easier to keep a cold dog with a thin coat warm than to keep a hot, thick-coated dog cool when the mercury climbs. That said, there are some good general rules to follow to ensure your canine friends don't suffer when an Arctic blast hits Antarctic. Sorry, we're on the other side of the Earth. One rule of thumb is to feel their extremities. So if you feel their ears or their feet are a bit chilly to the touch, that might suggest their core temperature might be a bit low. Then maybe provide a little extra coat, like a human-made one, or pop the heater on if you're staying in. Breeds that have a double coat include most Kelpies, cattle dogs, German Shepherds, and Golden Retrievers and Huskies. So she's got a double coat.
I know. There's a lot of hair in the house. Like, it's everywhere. Well,
even during winter when she's not shedding as much, there's still hair everywhere.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Some breeds, like Samoyeds, have really dense undercoats and can tolerate cold really well. A dog with a thick undercoat doesn't need anything more to stay warm on a cold day like Santi. But if your dog has a single coat, you might think a bit more carefully about the cold. Breeds in this category include Maltese, Cavaliers, Greyhounds, Whippets, Staffies. I know that Whippets and Greyhounds are always shivering too.
Yeah, they but look, you can see them, can't you? Like, you can tell that they're cold.
Yeah, and you can see that their fur's a bit thinner, can't you?
Mm.
I used to have a Jack Russell and she was always shivering, even when she's not cold, though. Sometimes terriers can just always look a bit stressed.
Attention.
Yeah. Well, she gets pats, cuddles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Smaller animals have more surface area as well for their weight than larger animals, which means they can have more surface area to lose heat from compared to a dog that is bigger and heavier. So again, Santi's a big golden, so she should be right. Small, lean dogs will generally struggle with the cold a bit more than other dogs for that reason. For example, Italian greyhounds are much more vulnerable than regular greyhounds. So the smaller greyhounds.
Okay, yeah.
If your dog is shivering, hunched with the tail tucked, trying to tuck their paws in close to their body or lift them off the ground, off the cold ground, they're uncomfortably cold, that means. If you've got a dog in the yard, make sure they have access to shelter and a bed to get them off the cold ground, especially when there is a cold wind, like, say, a kennel.
Yeah.
With a little pillow in there.
Yeah. Gotta get a big cushiony one.
But the answer at the end of this article is yes, you can have an Italian greyhound as a pet in Tassie as long as you add layers when needed and maybe accept that they are going to sleep in the bed with you under the covers. And then all will be well that ends well, eh?
No, I just want a dog.
Let's keep those beaches warm.
I just want a dog.
Let's keep them warm.
I just want a dog. Dog.
Oh, cool.
Dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Good morning. It's 19 minutes to 8 on CFM's Adam and Ari.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. Theo, our word machine, will give you two words. Do you think you know the word that will go in the middle of the sanger? Well, if you think you do, give us a buzz, 1-300-655-922. If you get that word right, oh, so excited, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. They're open 7 days, and who doesn't love a new houseplant?
Everyone loves a new houseplant. All right, Theo, our word machine and supreme gentleman, what are our words today, fella?
Your words for today are flat and lights.
Flat?
Flat and lights is what he said.
Flat, yeah, flat and lights.
And lights, yes, that's correct.
And lights. Yep. Flat and lights. Well done, thank you. Flat and then a word and then that word and lights.
Yeah, flat something, something lights. What we're looking for is the something from you. 1-300-655-922 if you have the something that'll make up the word sanger. Flat something, something lights. What's the something? 1-300-655-922 if you know.
Word sanger.
Something.
Gonzo from Devonport on the line to play word sanger. Gonzo, Theo's going to give you the words and you give us the middle word. Let's do it.
Your words for today are flat and lights.
What goes in the middle, Gonzo?
bed.
It's not bed.
No. Flat. Having bed lights would be pretty cool, though.
Yeah, flat bed, bed lights. Sorry, Gonzo.
No worries. Thank you.
Have a good one, mate. Craig from Devonport on to play Word Singer. Hear your words, Craig.
Your words for today are flat and lights.
What goes in the middle?
Head.
The word for my sanger is head. Flat head. Headlights.
It is head.
Well done, Craig. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants, and it's a great reminder if you're out and about on the roads to turn those headlights on.
Also a great reminder that flathead's really delicious. I do love flathead.
Flathead is delicious.
How good is flathead, Craig?
Very nice.
Very nice, eh? Confirmed.
Confirmed by Craig.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Ari, have you been on the Spirit of Tassie before?
I have,
yeah.
Once.
Once? Yeah, I did.
I came in.
You moved here on it?
Yep.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I went out on it and came back on it many moons ago. I think it was 07 or 08 or something.
Ooh.
But yeah, it used to dock in Port Melbourne, but no more. It's docking in Geelong now.
Yeah, so, in October.
There we go. Good excuse to check out Geelong. I've never been. You ever been? Geelong is about an hour out of Melbourne.
Yeah, I can't remember, to be honest.
I mean, have you driven from Melbourne to Adelaide since you're from Adelaide? Maybe you went through there?
Not as a kid.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I haven't gone there as an adult to be like, oh, wow, I'm in Geelong.
Yeah, there might be a lot more Tasmanians heading to Geelong now that the Spirit is docking in Geelong. We need to know what to do there. So we're going to call the Geelong radio station, who have a Geelong breakfast show happening right now. The station's called K-Rock. Good thing about radio stations is they're always answering their phones.
Yeah,
they have to.
When we're up.
Yeah, exactly. At the same time as we're up. Yeah, we know they're awake and they're answering phones. So hopefully they answer us right now.
Hello, K-Rock. This is Tom and Loggy.
Hello, guys. This is Adam and Ari, CFM in Tassie. How are you going?
Hey, mate.
Yeah, hello.
How's things up in Geelong?
Oh, just bloody tops. How's things down there?
Did you say hot?
Tops.
No, tops.
Oh, tops. I was going to say.
It's my Victorian accent. Sorry.
I was going to say, it's definitely not hot. It's freezing cold. But the reason we're calling you is because the Spirit of Tassie, you know the Spirit of Tassie?
Yeah.
It's now.
I've been on there many times.
Yeah, it's now going to start docking in Geelong, not the Port of Melbourne.
Oh, yeah, we're across it. Yep. I'm actually very upset that I didn't buy real estate in that particular area of the city. Because right now there's not much going on, but once the Spirit of Tassie comes there, it's going to be all hip hopping and bebopping. Actually, I'm so sorry I said that. That is
that's like rap. That's like you're like some kind of a rap artist.
This never happens, you know. I never get called by another radio station, so it's very exciting for me right now.
Well, we just want to know, what do we do in Geelong when we dock there?
What don't you do in Geelong? There is so many things to do. You can go down and see a Cats game. You can go down and pack in the street. That's all happening. Surf Coast just around the corner. The Ballerine, I mean, get to a winery, you know. And the K-Rock studio is right here in town too. So it's all happening.
So we just call into the K-Rock studio. Anyone that docks there, we're welcome in.
Anyone can come into the K-Rock studio, just buzz down below. I mean, none of you will be let in. But, okay, the boss, Tom, is yelling at me now. He's saying, no, don't say that to people. That's not a thing.
So,
not a thing. And what can we do when we come back and the Spirit of Tassie docks in Devonport there? I mean, there's so much to do in Devonport, isn't it?
Well, more and more as the days go by. We've got some award-winning bars here. Some award-winning gin. So basically, you come here and you drink.
Yeah, have a Beveragino.
Yeah. Oh, we're happy to do that. We're big drinkers down here. We've got some good breweries in town too. So, yeah, come one, come all is what I would say. And have your expectations very high.
Right. This is the perfect marriage of sister cities, I think. Couple of drinkers.
Yeah, we're sister stations now. So we should do a Spirit of Tassie outside broadcast on the ship together.
Oh, crossover.
Speaking our language.
We're in.
Let's dock. You tell us the time and place and we'll dock you.
Perfect. All right. One more question before we let you go. Does everyone there go for Geelong?
Everyone does. And I've got Geelong former premiership winning captain Cameron Ling here right now if you want to chat to him.
Oh, g'day, Lingo.
Yeah, now hang on. I'll chuck him on. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Lingo.
Hello.
Hey, guys. How are we all?
Lingy, good, mate. So did you play for Geelong?
I did many, many moons ago.
Mate.
Oh, pretty lax over there at K-Rock.
You got the celebs there on your breakfast show.
Oh, there's a little bit happening now. I've just joined the team. Tom and Loggy have actually let me come along and stay. I just kept hanging outside the studio day after day, and now they've let me actually join and be here legit, which I'm excited about.
Right.
Oh, my God, that's so cool. Hopefully we'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, sounds like a bit of an open-door policy there.
Yeah, we'll just join as well.
Yeah, it kind of works that way a little bit. Yeah, so when you jump up the Spirit of Tassie, come straight up Mirrabool Street, and you can pretty much get a job here because... On the breakfast show, Tom and Loggy let anyone in if they let me in.
Perfect. Perfect. Wow, thanks, Lingy. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Loggy. Great to hear from you.
Oh, have a great day, guys.
You too.
See ya.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning, Adam.
Yeah, g'day. Hey, gang.
Yeah,
Gagun.
Gagin.
Ganaro.
Yeah, no, I'm
Gagin.
Yeah, brother.
Nice. Love
anyway,
that.
Hey.
Love that for us and the coast, really. Coming up this hour, James, one of the owners of Frankie J's, is going to join us. Frankie J's in Devonport took out some awards this week. A couple of bronzes at the Tasmanian Hospitality Awards for excellence. Just casually.
Making me hungry even thinking about it.
Oh, good food there. But yeah, they've only been open 11 months.
Can you believe that? No, let's just recap that. Only 11 months.
Mm.
It's just weird, isn't it? Feels like they've been there forever, but not at the same time.
They're part of the furniture.
They are. But they're part of the coast.
Old James will join us before 9 o'clock. Chorus Kings, call and sing for your chance to win. Birthday book as well. We love that. The best part of the morning.
Can we say your name? Who knows?
Find out very soon. And next up, we have been contacted by another resident of Allison Road in North Moreton, said to be haunted by the ghost of Chrissy Venn.
It's never ending, is it?
It's never ending, so we'll let you know what they've said too.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Jesse J on CFM's Adam and Ari. We've been talking this week about Allison Road in North Moreton, said to be haunted. A lot of stories come in about cars breaking down in the area.
Coming in.
Yeah.
So many stories. Honestly, it's terrifying.
We've had someone write into the program, hey, guys, might be a bit late, but listening to your show the other day about Allison Road being haunted and weird stuff happening, to be honest, I scoffed. I live 500 metres from the road. Last night I got home. It was cold and a bit of an eerie sort of night. Ill wind from the south, my wood heater wouldn't go on and then started to smoulder and smoke badly. So bad it was coming out the firebox everywhere with the door shut, set off all three fire alarms, filled my entire house with smoke, had doors open, fans going. My house is new, my wood heater is new. There's no explanation.
Stop it.
I got home this afternoon and pulled the baffle plate out, went up to the roof, borrowed a flue cleaner. I proceeded to stick it down the flue. Nothing. Thought there may have been a bird stuck blocking it, but nope, nothing. This person apparently scoffed at stories about Allison Road, but never will again. They've had their mind changed now.
Yeah, I think Chrissy was listening to you.
Yeah. Mm. She heard you scoff, brother.
Mm. That's terrifying.
You're scared.
I am scared. I'm not hiding it. I am 100% scared.
So we are still accepting Allison Road stories, if you have them. We'll be accepting them, won't we?
We'll be going there Friday, so Friday night when it's dark.
In the actual dark.
I'm so terrified.
When Chrissy's actually out, so...
I'm terrified.
We'll report back Monday.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Birthday shout-out time. So excited to shout all these birthdays out. They've been submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au, and they're all in the draw for $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport, marquees, photo booths, and lots more. Here we got Ari.
I'm refreshing. Emmett Davidson from Devonport. Happy birthday, Emmett. Love the Fab Four. I see one entry, Adam.
Yeah, I'm only seeing one too.
But it's also my cousin's 21st birthday today, so a huge happy birthday. I know that the family listen from Adelaide, so happy birthday, Liv, favourite cousin.
What's the name, Liv?
Olivia.
Liv. Happy birthday, Liv.
21st player.
CFMTAS.com.au to get your birthday entries in. This is Harry Styles. G'day.
As it was.
G'day.
G'day.
How you going?
Yalla.
Good, thanks.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
We've got two Facebook pages at CFM Devonport today. We're asking what's the best coffee in the Devonport and surrounding area. And on CFM Burnie, wouldn't you know it, we're asking what's the best coffee in the Burnie and surrounding area. On CFM Burnie. A lot of people, I don't know whether you're playing tricksters, you're playing silly buggers or something. A lot of people are suggesting Servo Coffee. I mean, I think Ari's looking for a suggestion because she wants to take a hot, muscly guy from Hinge to one of these places.
I'm just getting, like, mentally prepared to go on, like, a whole heap of dates, you know, to get out and about, back into the dating world. And I'm currently not drinking, so it's going to have to be a coffee date.
So don't suggest a Servo.
No, that'd be a little bit weird, don't you think? Like, oh, hey, like, Barry from Hinge, like, come to the Servo. We'll go get a coffee from the Servo.
How can the Servo be the best one in the area? Surely you jest.
I don't know. Like, I know that some of the Servos have, like, those coffee machines where it's like you put a dollar in or something and then it comes out. But that's not real milk.
And it's for convenience. You go to those for convenience, like, not for the best coffee.
I want to know, legitimate barista behind a coffee machine making an option with soy milk, because I can't go to lots of places because they don't have soy milk.
You can't have it curdle.
No, imagine going on a date and then not getting soy milk too. Oh, that'd be so embarrassing.
There are a lot of ones coming in, so you've got plenty there to choose from. A lot of people saying the Chapel in Burnie.
Yeah, yum. Do we love the Chapel?
A lot of people in Devonport saying something called Playfish.
Yeah.
Where is that?
That is literally just around the corner. But there was a crash. A car drove through the front of Playfish.
Oh, yeah.
So it's currently closed.
Oh, well, that doesn't help.
Yeah, so that... Not for today, anyway. Bombshell Coffee does have good coffee. I know that they're a coffee van, though.
Yep.
Like, is there something, like, that you can just go to? Verona in Devonport, went there yesterday. Delish.
Yeah, you like that one?
Fundamentals.
You can take a hot, sweaty guy there.
Maybe.
Big, muscly, hot, sweaty.
Yeah, might be.
Yeah.
It is a nice little spot. It's a cute spot for a date.
There you go.
But obviously, you need options everywhere because, you know, people from all over the coast.
So get them in, and you can call us as well, 1300 655 922.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
We have on the phone at 1300 655 922 Jess. She's not happy with Ari. Go ahead, Jess.
Ari just said that Playfish is closed in Devonport. They're open.
They are back open.
They are. They've been open for a couple of weeks.
There you go.
Oh my God! Someone's been commenting on the Facebook page saying they're still closed.
No, they've been open for a couple of weeks.
There you go. Thank you.
I drove past yesterday.
Yeah. They're tables, there's not as many tables, but they are open.
Oh, amazing. Oh, this is good to know because they do have delicious coffee.
There you go.
Ari, you take a hot, sweaty guy there.
Oh, I could.
With big muscles.
Can you find me a hot, sweaty guy with big muscles, please? And then I'll take them there. I'll even shout the coffee if you find me a hot, sweaty guy with muscles.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out.
Thank you. Oh, my God, I can't believe they're open. I drove past and I saw it look closed. Oh, this is the best. Go on there today.
Yeah.
Go on there today. Sorry.
Thanks for getting the facts through.
No worries.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
It is time for you to sing it. We're going to play a little snippet of a chorus. If you know the next line, give us a buzz. 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They are local, just like us.
All right, again, phone number 1-300-655-922. I'm very excited about this. Here's the line. You want lipstick, lip gloss, hickeys too. What's the next bit, please? 1-300-655-922, you know. We need the next bit. Oh, we can't play the song, that's the rule. 1-300-655-922 if you want that song played. It's pretty easy. I mean,
so good!
Some of the lines right there in the clip, which is this.
Oh...
Are you struggling with it?
Yeah. No, I know. Oh, no. I'm struggling not to sing it.
Okay, one more time. Gaggy. What is it? 1-300-655-922 with the answer.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it. Hi,
Hayley.
How are you going?
I'm
I'm good, thank you.
Now, are you a fan of this song, Hayley?
Yeah, I've heard it and stuff like that. I think it's that Doja Cat.
It is that Doja Cat. All right, we'll give you the line and then you just take it from there, Hayley. Sounds like you're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm all ready to go.
All
thank
right,
you.
Let's do it. You want lipstick, lip
gloss, hickeys, too. Go, go, Hayley!
Can you kiss me, boy, with all your something?
Okay, are you going to accept that answer, Ari?
Yeah.
You going to accept it?
Yeah, well, are you?
Well, you're the adjudicator.
No. You just want me to be the most hated person on the coast. No,
yeah, that's my mission. It. Okay, we're accepting it. Yeah. All right, let's check the tape. Close enough, Hayley. We're going to give it to you. You're today's chorus king. Great work, champ.
Thank you.
Go, Hayley. You're in the draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. Local, just like us.
Oh, yes, I'd love to win one of them vouchers.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Wake up in the morning. On 101.7 CFM.
Oh, yes, definitely. I approve of that. That's Doja Cat on CFM. This morning we're joined by James on the phone. He's one of the owners of Frankie J's. They've just taken out a bronze at the Tasmanian, well, two bronzes at the Tasmanian Hospitality Awards for Excellence. First bronze, Best Bar Presentation and Service Award, and a bronze for Best Specialty or Themed Bar. Well, first of all, James, congrats on the two awards this week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Can I ask you, James, what inspired you to open Frankie J's in the first place? You've been open 11 months now, so pretty new.
Well, I used to tour a lot with musicians, and then there was a thing called COVID.
Yeah, heard of it.
I think it was boredom.
Yeah, right.
Inspired us. I wasn't travelling much, and we wanted something to do. Glutton for punishment, and we saw the place, and off we went.
Yeah, have you run a bar before?
Never.
Never?
Been in lots of them, but never ran one.
Yeah, you've studied hard, though, by being in them.
I have.
Well, you're doing well so far. Two awards already in 11 months. Can we ask about the food chef there? Because the food is so good. Where did you get him from?
Matteo, we always wanted to do an Italian-inspired bar. And I happened to meet Matteo by chance, and he's an astounding Italian chef with lots of credentials, and it just so happened that he was looking for something to do. He'd moved down to Tasmania with his lovely lady that got a newborn, and it turns out he was wanting to do something very similar to what we were after. That's just luck. That's just meant to be, as far as I'm concerned.
Mm. He's also one of my favourite humans. So lovely. He is. I'm like, not my best friends. I'm so stoked that you do have him on board, because I've had lots of conversations with him and his partner about, you know, wanting to open something on the coast and exactly what you've done. So it's just been an absolute perfect fit. The food's delicious. I mean, the beveraginos are delicious. And not only that, you guys have created this vibe in Devonport that I think that other businesses kind of struggled to do in that spot. So you've really brought in the atmosphere, and I mean, it's paying off. You're getting awards. It's busy all the time. Everyone loves it on the coast. So thank you for bringing it to the coast.
No, I appreciate it. Like, we've got it in our minds what sort of that vibe you talk about. That's what it's all about, and that's what's working for us. And we've just got to keep evolving. We've got a few things up our sleeves that we'll keep unravelling as we go, but we're not just going to leave it how it is. We'll keep growing with the people, and hopefully we're around a little longer.
Yeah, I hope so too. I mean, the Frankie J sessions as well, they've been going off. They've been amazing. There's one coming up in June?
There is, June the 18th.
Amazing. Yeah. So to get tickets to that, where can everyone go?
I believe it's Eventbrite.
Yeah.
I think that's the ticket link. Yeah, I'm not too sure. You've got me on the spot there.
Yeah.
They can get a link off our Facebook page or Instagram.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So excited. The Frankie J sessions, like, we will be there. And another question for you. Obviously, you know, you guys are doing so well here in Devonport. Would there be an opportunity, or maybe, you know, in a goal for future, to maybe open another place somewhere along the coast or somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, it's silly not to think about that. We've certainly thought about it. We've got, you know, we're talking about it.
never say never, right?
Yes.
Why not? Yeah, awesome.
Frankie J's bar crawl.
Yeah. The Frankie J's empire, I can see it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, look out for a duck bus soon.
Duck bus.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you can say too.
Okay, I'm picturing a bus that drives around and then also goes on the water.
Oh, no.
I'm picturing like, yeah, what I'm picturing is one of those big yellow duckies that you put in those fluffy ducks on the side of a bus. Oh. And everyone's sipping fluffy ducks on the bus.
Okay.
Very exciting.
Maybe this is a way to get to Frankie J's from other places. I'm so excited.
That's perfect. That's a great idea. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, James, dropping that little hint.
There you go.
And congrats again on taking out those awards at the Tasmanian Hospitality Awards for Excellence. You got Best Bar Presentation and Service Award. You got the bronze for that and the bronze for Best Specialty or Themed Bar. So congrats again. Well deserved. Only 11 months in, but you're doing so well, James. So again, as Ari said, thanks for giving us somewhere to go. Yeah.
Yeah, and guys, thanks for your support. You guys have been great and it's so really appreciated. And we'll keep working together.
Yeah, appreciate it, James.
Thanks, James.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Yes, good morning. Wednesday morning, Adam and Ari on CFM talking coffee talk.
Coffee with all incorrect facts by me. So sorry about that.
Yeah, just don't listen to anything that Ari says.
Certain people are saying you're fake because of this news.
Yeah.
So sorry, I was listening to some of the comments on the Facebook page. They were all so wrong, but I have commented back to let them know the real news.
Unverified info shared on the air.
So sorry.
But a lot of people still suggesting things like Hungry Jack's and McDonald's for the absolute best coffee. Like, are you serious or...? The best?
Mm-mm.
The best in the area is the fast food chain? Or
no.
Obviously not.
I think I'm a coffee snob.
I'm not. I'll go to a fast food chain to get coffee all the time. Convenience.
Yeah,
and it's not that bad or anything. But is it the best?
I do like the Macca's coffees. If the barista is a good barista. If you get it on a weekend, no, not for me.
You're dissing the weekend barista.
Yeah, sometimes,
they're probably
yeah.
listening right now, crying into their coffee.
Nah, they're going to be fine because they probably don't care, which is why their coffee doesn't taste good.
Right, you're saying they don't care as well. You're doubling
well, you
down.
Know, when you've got soy milk, there's lots of variables that can be wrong.
Yeah, just send your complaints in if you're unhappy with what she's saying. Just send them in. But there are heaps and heaps of better suggestions, probably for what is the best coffee in the area. So sift through them. I mean, especially if you're interested in checking out some good coffee and you haven't been to some of these places, have a sift through the comments. CFM Burnie, CFM Devonport, if you're looking.
Go on a coffee crawl.
Coffee crawl.
Coffee
yeah.
crawl.
Coffee bender.
At the Vault Cafe in Wynyard.
Yeah, it's in a vault.
It's in that is delicious coffee. There's lots of comments for that there.
Yep.
Yum.
Yep.
Yum.
Big time. You're going to take a hot, sweaty boy with big muscles to that one.
Well, maybe if they're that wide and what made them there.
Throughout that direction, yeah.
Yeah. I might even just go see my Uncle George and go, hey, Uncle George, want to catch up for a coffee?
Yep.
Go to the vault.
There you go.
Yeah. Done. Yum. I love a good coffee.
Thanks for your suggestions.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
That is CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. The program done for another day. Another triumph. Another cracker from us. Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, you're welcome.
More fake news from Ari.
Certain people are saying you're fake because of this news.
We've got reams of complaints saying a coffee shop is closed when it is not.
I'm so sorry.
How could you?
Clayfish is indeed open.
Reams of complaints.
And I do really love their coffee, so I will, in fact, be going there straight after this, and I'm going to go get myself a large, very large soy coffee.
It's like slander or something, I think. We're going to go get you some fine... governing body.
Shocking, I know, shocking. I'm so sorry. I drove past yesterday at 1:30. They looked closed. I shouldn't have assumed.
Anecdotal evidence doesn't count in a court of law. Objection.
I know, objection.
Speculation. Sustained. Move on, please, Ari. Sustained. Sustained the objection.
Hey, we're going to Burnie today.
Yeah, you excited?
So I'm going to get a coffee from Playfish, and then I'm going to go try a new place in Burnie that I've never been to.
So you're going to make amends?
Make amends with what?
With what you've done this morning, poor old Playfish.
When do I do anything right, Adam? I'm just mends in all day, every day. Just like, it's part of who I am.
Well, listen, Mickey's got our workday hits next. Look forward to that. We'll see you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. for another triumph, probably.
Yeah.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Oh, what? Gorgeous. Arthur's having a cappuccino. He's also having a coffee day. Well, he's having a baby Gina.
Oh, there's froth all over him.
Yeah, he froths it.
Some kind of nephew
person? Yeah, this is my nephew. Yeah. Isn't he just so gorgeous? Honestly, look at the little snoopy with his such blonde hair and blue
eyes.
He's
making a mess. It's everywhere.
Yeah, he's enjoying a baby chino and nana's.
Oof, it's everywhere,
morning,
gang.
Mom.
You should see the state of him. On that photo, it's everywhere. There's froth everywhere, literally.
He's got a bib on.
Oh, it's dim.
He's got a bloody bib on.
It's all down the front of him. So thanks for listening to today's program. We're going to go out to Burnie, have a look at the Burnie cruiser, right?
I'm going to go buy some coffees from Playfish and apologise.
Is the cruiser going to be ready for us?
Not the cruiser, but we're going to go see the car that we're giving away with the footy tipping.
Damn it, I really wanted to see the cruiser. It won't be ready, you reckon?
No, I don't think so.
Pointless. We should have gone down tomorrow then.
Devo.
Cancel.
Nah, we'll go anyway.